Welcome to Weekly Update with State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. We'd like to begin this week by offering a budget update. What is the latest on the state budget in Harrisburg?
Well, as everyone knows, the budget is way late. There are ongoing talks, ongoing negotiations with all parties, and my hope is that we'll have a final product very soon. I know that many agencies, school districts, are struggling with the lack of funds from the state government. Again, I think that it's beyond time to pass a budget, and my hope is that we'll get this done very soon and get that funding out to these agencies.
Another thing that was going on in Harrisburg this week is the House Republican Policy Committee met to speak about energy in our Commonwealth. I understand we had some folks from other states chiming in. What are the details here, and what did we learn?
Well, our policy committee hosted a public hearing this week on the topic of energy. As Republican chairman of the House Energy Committee, I participated in the hearing, and the hearing brought together legislators from not only Pennsylvania, but also from Maryland, New Jersey, and Virginia. The thing that connects us all is we're all on the same grid, and so that we're all facing the same issues with grid reliability and the fact that we need more energy on our grid. And it was interesting to hear from those other legislators with challenges that they're facing. For example, the New Jersey legislators were talking about the fact that their state has joined RGGI and how disastrous that has been for them, as we here in Pennsylvania have been pushing back so hard against Governor Shapiro and former Governor Wolf's plan to unilaterally put our state into RGGI. So that message came forward front and center. Legislators from Maryland spoke about the fact that in their state, poor energy policy is forcing energy plants offline at a time when they need more energy, and how that poor policy is causing a situation where FERC, who regulates this from the federal level, had to intervene to keep some of those plants open just so there was enough energy to power homes and businesses in their state. So energy policy is key. We have to get this right. The good news for Pennsylvania is we are an energy powerhouse. We have so many sources of energy. We just have to have the appropriate policy in place that will enable our energy industry to grow and thrive and secure the grid. And ultimately, a plentiful energy supply will bring down energy costs. I often get asked, well, what source of energy would be best? And the one that is plentiful in our region and also across a huge portion of the Commonwealth is natural gas. We need more natural gas energy plants in this Commonwealth, and that will help us secure the grid. So energy policy is key. I'm going to keep pushing for policy that promotes increased energy production to both secure the grid and lower energy costs for people across this Commonwealth.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is news from the Fish and Boat Commission. I understand that an exemption is in the works. What's going on here?
Well, the Fish and Boat Commission Board of Commissioners met this week to consider an issue that has statewide ramification, but also certainly is very important locally in our district, specifically in Potter County. And the issue surrounds the stocking of trout in Class A wild trout streams. So this issue centered around Freeman Run in Potter County, and it's a stream that has been stocked with trout for many years and was recently designated as Class A wild trout. And when that happens, automatically those sections of stream are no longer stocked by the Fish and Boat Commission. Well, there needs to be some common sense inserted into this. I'm happy to report that the Fish and Boat Commission Board of Commissioners approved an exemption to their regulations to allow the stocking of rainbow trout at Freeman Run. And through this exemption, they'll implement special regulations where rainbow trout will be stocked and brown and brook trout will be considered catch and release. And the amendment will go into effect January 1st, 2026. But I think this flexibility is important, and I want to commend the Board of Commissioners for enacting this flexibility, which is, I think, really good for our area.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in for another weekly update with State Representative Martin Causer.